maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
With me is Gemma Jones from Craft Victoria, and we are going to talk about all things handmade coming all around Victoria this August.
We totally are. Yep.
Good day, Gemma.
Hello.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Craft Cube is coming to Victoria 1st of August.
Yes, again. So this is our 8th year running. This is the biggest annual event, for want of a bigger, better word. Craft Cubed Festival is a whole collection of events, projects, and happenings by Craft Victoria members all over the state of Victoria.
So these are jewelries that are handmade, housewares that are handmade, photographs, clothing, anything handmade.
Textiles, all sorts of things. You name it, if it's handmade, we've got a member who's doing it.
And nowadays, when consuming things has become relatively easier than the early days, we rarely give attention to things handmade, isn't it? It's just that when we go to the shop, most of us would say, I'll grab that, I like it. But
well,
then
I think the default is, what is the cheapest thing that ticks the box for what I want? So it's the addiction of consumerism more than consideration of what do I need and how am I going to connect with the people that make it.
And the beautiful thing about all things handmade is, as we mentioned earlier, the story behind making the product.
Exactly. I work in public programs, so one of my jobs is to help makers to tell their stories. So part of what you look at when you pick up a handmade object is the connection to the person that made it and the story that happens between that person and the object. So when you're buying or when you're given a handmade object, you're also engaged in a bigger story.
And there is love in making it, isn't it? Undoubtedly.
Yes, there's love, there's history, there's time, there's culture, you know, there's all sorts of things that come in. And, you know, there's all sorts of other great things that you don't get in mass-produced items. There's rarity, there's uniqueness, and, you know, there are things like mistakes, which are also beautiful.
Yes, and when you look at things handmade, there is something uniquely special about them because it didn't go through a process of, let's say, routine, but it went through a process of meditation and conceptualization.
I think some routine does come into it, but there are all of those other layers as well. So I think we talked a little bit earlier about time and how long it takes to make an object. And, you know, some of my makers sometimes get offended at being asked, well, how long did that take you to make? You know, as if a consumer is trying to, like, work out the maths of how much they should pay. Because the reality is that it's not just the time it took to make that object, it's also a lifetime. It's a lifetime of learning and understanding and honing their skills. So I think that is a really beautiful part of the handmade, is history, personal histories, family histories, cultural histories and traditions.
And we usually find all things handmade during craft markets or Sunday markets during the weekends. But this time, this August, they will run all throughout August around Victoria?
Yep. Correct. Yes. And so you can, there are some markets that are going on, but there are all sorts of other things like workshops. So you can sign up and learn how to do some unusual crafts. There are also open studios. So you can visit the space that usually one or two makers just inhabit by themselves and kind of see some secrets. Actually, there's nothing nicer than seeing all of the, like, incidental things that people collect around their studios. That's pretty beautiful.
And this is open to the public all throughout August.
Exactly. We have an amazing 50-page booklet that people can pick up all over Victoria. It's been distributed very, very widely, or you can look on our website and you can see well over 80 events that are happening throughout August all over Victoria.
And I suppose this is also a good opportunity for people who are interested in learning a new craft?
Exactly. I think this is a really great community access festival. So people who love craft and just want to sort of connect with it on maybe a slightly deeper level, they can learn all sorts of things. So, for example, we've got an amazing jeweller called Bianca Maverick who's doing a mobile exhibition, how to make a mobile. We've got Abby Rich teaching how to print a headscarf. We've got people doing watercolour workshops, weaving workshops. It's really great.
And there's this one in Wardialloc, if I'm not mistaken, about
yep.
glass art?
Oh, yeah. It's been really amazing to have glass as a craft really come to the surface. It's actually a very, very difficult art, and there are not that many places in Victoria that have full-blown, shall I say, pun intended, glass-making facilities. So to have the opportunity to see glass being made is really amazing, really great opportunity.
One of the things that I've been seeing more and more often is that people recycling things and making them into new ones.
Yeah, that's very important for us at Craft Victoria, the idea of sustainability. So to be very conscious of the materials that you're putting into your craft and to be very conscious, you know, you're making something very special, honour the time that you're putting into it and honour the materials as well. It's not a throwaway culture. It's trying to, you know, break that down.
Craft Cube begins 1st of August until the end of August all around Victoria.
It does. Thank you. You can look at our website, which is craft.org.au.
Thank you very much, Gemma Jones from Craft Victoria.
Pleasure.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.